This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15, to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
Now I see.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, I once, thank you, Lord, but now I'm found, was blind, but now through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. So many dangers, so many toils and snares. But it was your grace and your mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Please be seated. Father, here we are on resurrection morning, thanking you for getting up for us, thanking you for loving us enough to have an angel roll back the stone, thanking you for loving us enough to get out and step on a rock and declare all power in heaven and earth in your hand, thanking you right now, Lord. Lord, we're asking right now that there's something can be said today to draw somebody to you and not drive them away is what we want. This prayer we pray in the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Time has been well spent. Amen. It's been emotional and uplifting. My task at this time is to give you the word, and then we will have the Lord's Supper. So I won't prolong the time unnecessarily, prayerfully. But I want to talk to you a little bit today from the book of Luke, chapter 24. Luke 24. We're going to read a little bit from 28 through 35, just a little while. And prayerfully, some words that are said will uplift a bowed down head. Amen? It reads thusly, and they drew nigh unto the village, whither they went. And he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, abide with us. For it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him. And he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them, saying, the Lord is risen indeed and has appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. Just for a while, we'll speak from the subject today. The Lord is risen indeed. The Lord is risen indeed. Today, we want to talk about proof. The kind of proof that these children showed us today. the kind of proof that goes beyond reasonable doubt. Amen? Proof of the resurrection, the rising up from the dead of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Then we want to talk about proof of salvation. You see, he didn't just get up for himself. Amen. But he got up to save us, all of us. We have proof of a promise that was kept. He said he would, and he did. So many of us nowadays don't keep promises. Amen. But he delivered on his promise. And we thank God for that. Some people might ask, well, did Jesus really, really get up? But I submit to you, he not only got up, but he got out. Can I get a witness? He could have got up and stayed in the tomb walking around. But he got out because he knew mankind needed him. 1 Corinthians 15, 17, and 18 says, and if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain. You are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. Been a bad thing if he hadn't got up and got out. Amen. We would have no reprieve. Hope would become hopelessness. Help would become hurt. But he got up, and I'm glad about it. Amen. Then 1 Corinthians 15 and 20 says, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. Thank God he rose. Because without it, there would be no eternal life in heaven, and there would be no abundant life on earth. Amen. Things are hard enough as it is already. Imagine no Jesus. Can I get a witness? Folks are crazy enough as it is. Amen. Even some of our leaders have gone crazy. Imagine no Jesus. But thank God, even a leader can only do what God allows him to do. Even some of his own followers back in the day had doubted. They doubted his promise, but when they saw him, they believed. Because the Lord is risen indeed. You know, Jesus rose to bring life and light. He rose to conquer death and darkness. He rose so we would have something to look forward to instead of just something to look backward at. Can I get a witness? You know, we love to talk about the good old days. To some of us, it was the bad old days. Amen. But we can't live in the past. Can't dwell in the past. We got to have hope for the future. Something to look forward to. And Jesus is that something. I'm glad he rose. You see, he was laid to rest in a borrowed tomb. But since he rose, you know, I surmise that they could have given that tomb back to the person that they borrowed it from. Because he didn't need it anymore. Amen. They could have reused that one because he wasn't there anymore. I was noticing in our performance, the angel said, why are you looking around for Jesus? He's not here. Amen. He's not. Why seek the living among the dead? That's some of our problems sometimes. We seek living among the dead. Can I get a witness? We need to stop hanging around dead places. We need to stop doing dead things. We need to stop thinking dead thoughts. We need to think about life because Jesus rose indeed. Let's look at the last five verses of our text just for a little bit. Now, this is after actually eating with Jesus. And Jesus himself actually gave the blessing. 31st verse of our text says, and their eyes were open, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. You see, we got to open our eyes to Jesus. We got to be able to recognize who and what Jesus is.
We got to know him for ourselves. Old granddaddy knew him. Grandmama prayed to him. Daddy got on his knee, but we got to know him for ourselves. And when we know him in spirit, then we don't have to worry when we can't see him in the flesh. 32nd verse says, then they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way? And while he opened to us the scriptures. Here we have Jesus' post-resurrection sermon, if you will. You see, even Jesus referenced the scripture, the word of God. The word of God will burn in your heart. Amen. Even if you don't yield, the word of God will burn in your heart. And sometimes it has a delayed reaction. Something you heard 30 years ago. Amen. Don't you think it's gone? It's still there. Amen. But after a while, you start thinking differently than you used to think. Start doing things a little bit different. Then you remember that word that old preacher put in you 30 years ago, and it burns in your heart. That's the way it was for his followers. And they rose up the same hour, is what it says in 33, and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11, you know what happened to number 12, gathered together and them that were with them. You see, the 11 were together. You see, we draw strength when we get together. Oh, I know you got to know him for yourself. Don't get me wrong. I'm not reneging on that. But when faith gathers together, faith builds. Amen. And if your faith might be a little weak, somebody beside you might be able to say everything gonna be all right. You know who we are and you know whose we are. We got to fellowship sometime. You can't hide out all the time. I don't care about, you know, Pastor, God know my heart. I ain't got to come to Mount Calvary. Well, you might not have to come every day, but you got to show up somewhere, sometime with other believers. There ought to be a gathering of faith. Can I get a witness? You see, there's all other kind of gathering. Amen. Across the street from my house yesterday, I thought it was a juke joint. Amen. Folk was gathering, cars all over the place. And I know they wasn't preaching over there. Amen. Because I could hear the temptation. So I know they wasn't preaching. But everybody else gathers. So why can't children of God gather? Why can't we hang out together? Why can't we praise him? 34 says this, saying the Lord is risen indeed and has appeared to Simon. Here we go. Old cowardly Simon. Old cursing Simon. Y'all know Simon is Peter's first name. Amen. He denied Jesus 3 times. Didn't want to fess up to hanging around him. Amen. But now he has seen the risen Savior. And he probably felt a little bit of shame. But let me tell you one thing. You ain't got to feel shame. Just say, Lord, here I am. I didn't do right before, but here I am. I need your grace and your mercy. Here I am. If you can forgive Peter, I know that you can forgive little old me. He's risen indeed. 35 says it like this, and they told what things were done in the way. You need to go tell somebody, amen. And how he was known of them in breaking of bread. Actually ate with them. Amen. You see, you know, when we eat together, we get to know a little bit more about each other. You kind of drop your guard a little bit when you eat. Amen. Food get to tasting good. You get to smacking a little bit, grease hanging out the corner of your mouth. And then you stop worrying about, you don't like the fella sitting across the table from you. Take a little sip of Kool-Aid. You stop worrying about what so-and-so said about you last week. Take another bite of a chicken leg. And you stop worrying about how your children was. They started to recognize him. They started to realize that he was really who he was.
They started to strategize on what Jesus wanted them to do. Oh, yeah, you got to think about what God wants you to do. Because he got a plan. Amen. He got a plan. And it's called salvation. You see, there's no doubt in my mind that if you believe the scripture, then you need to believe that he sure enough got up. And you need to know that he's alive and well. Can I get a witness? You see, he was bruised and cut up. Amen. But he's alive and well. The Bible says it. I believe it, and you need to receive it. The Lord is risen indeed. Just in case some didn't believe it, Jesus hung around for a little while. He didn't just get up and get out and rise up. Hung around for a little while. You see, some of us got to be made believers. Amen. We got to see before we believe. Amen. We got to touch before we believe. Some of us are just like old Thomas. But Acts 1 and 3 says, to whom he showed himself alive after the passion on many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days. You see, he didn't just take off, hung around a little while. And speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. You see, before he died for us, he bled for us. No matter what you do, you can't fake the blood of Jesus. Can I get a witness? You see, I was talking to the gentleman from LifeShare the other day. He said, Pastor, we can make an artificial heart. And we can put it into a human body. But we haven't found a way yet to make blood. Can I get a witness? Got to have real blood. And we got to have the real blood of Jesus. You see, the blood was shed on Calvary. He died on Calvary. Was buried on Calvary. Rose up out of that old borrowed tomb. So when we say the Lord is risen indeed, we need to look closely at the word indeed. Because he didn't just get up in words, he got up indeed, which means he did what he said he was going to do. You see, indeed means for sure. Can I get a witness? Indeed means certainly. Indeed means it's real. It's the real deal. Now we know for sure that Jesus is alive because we can feel him right here in our soul. And certainly he got up early Sunday morning because the three Marys walked and talked with him. Can I get a witness? And we know the resurrection is real because the people that walked with him and talked with him recognized who he was. Can I get a witness? He was the same Jesus that they beat over in the judgment hall. Isn't that right? The same Jesus that Pilate washed his hands of. Isn't that right? That same Jesus that they marched up Calvary's hill. Isn't that right? That same Jesus that they nailed to an old rugged, stanky cross. Can I get a witness? That same Jesus that hung his head in the locks of his shoulder and died and died and died for you and for me. That same Jesus that early Sunday morning, that same Jesus got up and got out. Can I get a witness? Said all power in heaven and earth is in my hand. You see, he rose indeed for you and for me. I'm so glad that he got up. Let me ask you one thing.
Is he all right? Is he all right? Is he good? Nobody but Jesus could have got up and hung around for a whole month and a half. Nobody but Jesus could have had the angel do his work for him. Nobody but Jesus could have walked out of a tomb that had a 3-ton boulder put in front of it. I know he's real. I've got the proof, and the proof is he lives in me. Does he live in you? Does he live in you? Say it, say it, say it. We've got the proof. Look in the mirror when you get home. That's the proof. I mean, we've got the proof. Look at the sunshine. That's the proof. Amen. We've got the proof. Look at Mr. Banks. That's the proof. So right now on Resurrection Day, we invite you to Jesus. We invite you to the one who saves, the one that did what he said he was going to do. The one that's risen indeed, not just in words, because words and talk are cheap, but he rose indeed, which means he did something. I invite you right now to Jesus. You might come by letter. You might be a candidate for baptism, or you may come by your experience as a born-again Christian. Would you stand just for a little while for me? It may welcome somebody down this aisle. The Lord has risen indeed. It's not a fairy tale, it's real. The Lord has risen indeed. Tell somebody. Tell somebody that says God is dead. Tell them God is alive. There might be somebody this beautiful Resurrection Day. To the cross. At the cross. At the cross. All of my burdens, they got up and roll away. Thank you, Jesus. And it was there that I received mine. So glad about it. And now I'm so happy. Come on, somebody. At the cross, at the cross. Come on, come on. At the cross, where I and all of my burdens, all of my worries. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That I receive mine. And I'm so happy. Yes, I am. I make my last appeal. My last appeal. Come on. Come to the cross. Come to Jesus. I invite you to Jesus. Not to me. Not to me. Not to Ronnie. Not to Mount Carey. But I invite you to Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yes, sir.
We know you've been blessed by Reverend Ronnie Humphrey's sermon today, and copies of Pastor Humphrey's sermon are available by calling the church at 318-445-3789. Please mention today's date and join the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, 320 Gaspard Street, at its regularly scheduled